Most of us have some kind of honey in our kitchens, and usually it's either gathering dust in the back of a cupboard or just getting stirred into tea or yogurt, but it's not always something people reach for when they're cooking. So Sally Swift asked America's Test Kitchen's Bridget Lancaster what they know about cooking with honey.
Bridget, great to have you back. I want to talk to you about honey today. Can we just start with something really basic? Like, can you explain the difference between raw honey and regular honey?
Sure. Yeah, you basically have two choices when you go to a supermarket. They're now starting to also sell raw honey as well as regular. But you know, the clear, fluid, you can see right through it. Sometimes it's in a bottle shaped like a teddy bear. That's the regular.
Okay.
That's the kind I grew up with.
Right.
And then you have raw, and it's cloudy. It's you can't see through it at all. Sometimes it's almost white, like a butter. And that's raw honey. And the main difference is how they're treated. Raw honey is not cooked, so it's raw. And if it is cooked a little bit, it's just up to 120 degrees, and that's mostly so that it can be poured into a container. But raw honey still contains pollen. It might have a little bit of the wax still in it that you find from the hive. And it's got little crystals. The sugar started to crystallize in there, and that's what turns it that opaque kind of color, for lack of a better word. But the regular honey is the kind that you can see through. It's been heated to a much higher temperature. It's about 155 or higher. It's almost like pasteurization with milk. They want to kill off any yeast that's in there because the yeast might start to ferment the honey, and it also staves off crystallization.
Okay, so it's just a cleaned up version, essentially. I know that you guys have tasted some, and they taste different, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. They really do. Wild honey tends to be really local, so there are fewer national brands of raw honey. And often they are what's called monofloral, and that means that all the flowers that were used, the nectar from the flowers, were from one certain type of flower. So you end up with very specific flavors in the raw honey that are sometimes, because it hasn't been filtered, it hasn't been heated, the flavors are still there. So you get more of that flavor. You get more of that floral flavor. But we really, really like raw honey.
Yeah, it has personality.
It does. And, you know, sometimes it's a little crunchy.
Yeah.
I love that because you can spread that on toast. It's got those little crunchy bits. It's almost like sea salt.
Yeah.
But it's mostly just the sugar starting to crystallize. That's
it. And what is the best way to deal with your honey when it gets solid?
Right. So even the regular honey sometimes likes to revert and crystallize and turn solid again. And people will say, oh, okay, you got to throw it out. Absolutely not. You don't have to throw it out. There are a couple ways to bring it back to that fluid state. So one thing you can do is scoop some out, put it in a glass bowl and microwave it for about 10 seconds at a time. You just want to stir it, make sure that it's heating evenly until it's nice and fluid. Or if you're going to use a whole bunch, say you're making something like a honey cake and you need cups of it at a time.
Right.
You would just take the container. It has to be a glass container for this to work. Put it in a saucepan with water, just a couple of inches of water, and heat that over low heat, and it'll start to remelt all those crystals, and you'll get a beautiful fluid honey.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about those single flower honeys, like you see Tupelo, and you see, I can't think of what else, buckwheat I've seen. Do you have an idea for us on what the different varieties taste like?
Well, usually there's a source on the side of the honey package that'll say what types of flowers were used, what the source is. So you're going to taste whatever the flower was that that honey was made from. So something like an orange blossom, it's going to taste very citrusy. Tupelo is a tree, and it has kind of a piney flavor, so you're going to get that. And buckwheat, buckwheat's actually, we found, was one of the stronger honeys. It almost has this malty flavor to it, like molasses.
It's darker, too, I seem to remember.
It is. And buckwheat itself has protein in it, so there are proteins in the honey that react with the sugars, and you end up getting this maltier flavor. It's a very strong flavor. So if you like a toasty honey flavor, it's great. Otherwise, sometimes people like that clean flavor, and they want to go with something a little bit more mild, like Tupelo or orange blossom.
Okay, so let's talk about cooking with honey. When should we be using it?
Well, what people should know is the more you cook honey, the less flavor it's going to have. So if you're making something like a honey cake, you're going to need to use a lot of it in order to get a little bit of flavor. But we found that honey, you picture things that are glazed. And I'm not talking like donuts, which I always think of, but things that are savory, chicken, pork, fish, things like that. So a glaze, we found that honey was one of the best ways to glaze just about anything. We had a recipe for a whole side of salmon, which, as you know, the piece of salmon itself, the thickness isn't that thick. It's maybe a half inch or so. So really, the problem with salmon is overcooking it. You don't want to overcook it.
Right.
So if you cook it until it's just done, there's almost no color on the top. So we went in the kitchen. We were looking for different ways of adding color to the top, getting it to brown quicker.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried sugar because we like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And sugar was really spotty. It didn't work very well. But honey was kind of amazing. We just brushed it on. It smoothed over the surface perfectly, and it browned evenly all over. And it has to do with the types of sugar. So sugar itself is basically just, you know, it's a disaccharide. It contains two specific sugars to make its own sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think of a regular table sugar, it's basically sucrose. That's a disaccharide. But honey is monosaccharides. It's actually two monosaccharides that are still separate. They haven't combined to make sucrose. So in order for sugar to start to brown, it has to break down into those monosaccharides, and then it can start to brown. So that's why honey, because it's already in that state, will brown faster.
Honey's a step ahead.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, what is the best way for us to keep honey? Does honey go bad?
No, it's really hard. I've never seen honey go bad. I can assume that if you had raw honey that had a large amount of yeast in it, it might start to ferment.
Okay.
That has never happened to me. So for honey, we always tell people a cool spot in your pantry is great,
mm-hmm.
or you can actually freeze it. Freezing will stop all aging when it comes to honey, but it also stops the crystallization.
Huh. And does it get hard? Is it a frozen block?
You know, I call it a squishy solid. It doesn't freeze completely. It's really a strange, it's not like granita where you think, okay, it's almost frozen, but it's not. It's this weird, it's a squishy solid. You know, it's a good idea if you are going to store your honey in the freezer, not to store it all in one container. I would probably put in smaller batches, maybe 2 tablespoons, or even pour it into an ice cube tray. And, you know, you can heat it up if you want, or just let it sit at room temp and it'll pour beautifully.
Got it. Thank you so much, Bridget.
My pleasure.
Bridget Lancaster is host of America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country. And you can find that recipe for roasted salmon for a crowd at splendidtable.org.